Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical day, the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. The Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." Commentary by Cardinal Jorge Mejia, archivist and librarian of Holy Roman Church. When he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the mystery at the center of our faith, from where everything originates and to where everything returns. The mystery of the unity of God, and at the same time, his subsidence in three equal and yet different persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, unity in communion, and communion in unity. In this great day, we must realize that this great mystery is ever present in our lives. From the very sacrament of our baptism, which we have received in the name of the Holy Trinity, to our participation in the mystery of the Eucharist, which is made for the glory of the Father, by his Son Jesus Christ, thanks to the Holy Spirit. And it is also the sign by which we Christians recognize one another, the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The mission of the Son, Jesus Christ, consists in the revelation of his Father, of whom he is the perfect image, and in the gift of the Spirit, which has also been revealed by the Son. Today, the proclaimed evangelic reading shows us that the Son receives everything from the Father in perfect unity. Everything that the Father has is mine, and the Spirit receives all that the Spirit is from the Father and the Son. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. And in another part of this same chapter, when the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. From all that, let us learn the great and comforting truth. The Holy Trinity, far from being distant and aloof, comes to us, dwells within us, and transforms us in its interlocutors. And by this, through the Spirit, we are guided into the whole truth. The incomparable Christian dignity, about which St. Leo the Great at times speaks, is this: to keep God's mystery within us, and thus to celebrate here on earth our own heavenly citizenship, our abiding in the Holy Trinity's bosom.